BBC Radio Devon.
Well, it's 11:43. Good morning. This is Matt in for Fitz through until 1. And then later, hot-footing it to South Moulton. We've talked about Dartmouth already this morning. They're having a big event. They're candlelit Dartmouth later on tonight and lasting the weekend. And for the very first time, a big deal is being made of South Moulton's Christmas lights. Andrew Coates is the man behind what should be a big night in the North Devon town. Simon Bates switching the lights on, and we'll be live there after 5 o'clock. Morning, Andrew.
Oh, good morning, Matt. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I'm watching the weather forecast and hoping the rain's going to clear up, but the forecast suggesting that it should be a good night tonight.
It should be. I think there's quite a storm coming through between 2 and 4 o'clock. Then it gets better after that, so hopefully it'll be okay.
I think it's Hurricane Simon Bates it's called, isn't it? Probably is. Now, this is the first time, I was talking about this earlier, because it's really unusual. Yeah, back in the day, you had big Christmas light switch on, almost kind of London, Regent Street, Oxford Street style, and then kind of some of the bigger cities in the UK started copying, and of course Exeter and Plymouth did the same. Yeah. You then now, you know, got places like Torquay and Barnstable making a fuss. And now we're getting down to some of the smaller market towns here in Devon, and they too want to make a fuss. And that's why this year, for the very first time, you're making a fuss about switching your lights on. Why? Why do you want to make a fuss about it?
Well, we've had so much praise in the last 2 years because we're actually investing each year in increasing the lights in South Moulton. And we've had so much praise from, you know, all over Devon about our lights, we thought we'd actually promote them a bit more and get them actually switched on. And Radio Devon was the ideal situation for that.
Yeah, brilliant. We're looking forward to it as well. But,
yeah,
I mean,
once
the lights are on next week, do you really think it's going to bring more people into South Moulton to do their shopping? Is that what it's about, or is it just making the town look pretty?
It's both, really, Matt, to be honest. I'm hoping it'll bring more people in. I mean, look at Tiverton at the moment with their Christmas lights. They've had a very good advert for that, haven't they? And hoping the same thing.
Well, it's interesting.
Moulton.
That started out as a bit of almost negative publicity, didn't it,
when it
hit the national press. And for those who don't know, somebody spotted there was a particular string of lights over Tiverton that looks like three pairs of underpants, and the national papers picked up on it. And now I guess it's a great thing for them. So have you got anything that looked like a pair of knickers or something, Andrew? Would that work for South Moulton?
A few people in the town have mentioned what we can do next year, so we're going to put our thinking hats on that and see what we can come up with.
Now, besides the lights going on, I know we've got the stage there. We know BBC Radio Devon is going to be there, but the pannier market is going to be a real focus of tonight, isn't it?
Yes, we've got a craft fair there. We've got about 50 stalls there. We've also got an Indian takeaway in the pannier market, and a blow-up pub, which is fairly unique to Devon.
A blow-up pub?
Pub, yes. It's like a sort of bouncy castle, but it's actually a pub with a bar inside, which is quite fun, actually.
It's not a game of downing a pint and jumping on the bouncy castle.
Well,
it's not
sure
quite like that.
Might try and do that.
Well, I'm sure they will. I mean, this is South Moulton after all, Andrew.
Absolutely, Matt. You're quite right. Yes,
anything could happen. And then, of course, well, just before 7 o'clock, you've got something that's happened quite a long time now. This is the firework display.
That's right. It's our fourth year, Matt, actually, with the fireworks, and it's quite a spectacular. It's done by Fantastic Fireworks, who, as you probably know, won the competition in Plymouth this year. That starts at 6:55, and that goes on for about 20 minutes, accompanied with music. So that should be really, really good.
Fantastic. So we start when?
6:15.
Okay, and that's when Simon... Now, Simon got a switch. Is it a push-button doorbell type thing? What is it?
We're actually in the process of making it at the moment, so we're not quite sure how that's going to work.
It should be a big plunger.
Well,
I think that's what it needs.
A plunger, yes, that's right. And obviously the mayor's going to be there. Mr. Peter Heaton-Jones is there, and Simon Bates. And then obviously there's a band playing in the square as well. Beforehand, and also just before the lights switch on, there's going to be Christmas carols with the town band actually on stage. It'll all be lovely, very Christmassy.
Fantastic, good. Well, hopefully the weather will clear up later. The forecast is for a good night, as well as Dartmouth and all the other light switch-ons that are going on around the county at the moment. Andrew, we'll see you later. Looking forward to it.
Look forward to it, Matt.
And
thank you very much.
Cheers now.
Take care. Bye. Bye.